Erica Kirk pushes back on conspiracies about husband's death. Stop. By Pam Kee on December 10, 2025. Wednesday on Fox News Channel Sat Numbered, Erica Kirk. The Turning Point USA CEO and widow of assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk addressed online conspiracies around her husband's murder. Kirk said, "It reminds me so much of Chapter 6 in the Book of Nehemiah. He is building a wall, and the townspeople are at the base of that hill saying, Nehemiah, calling him all these names, saying all these things. Come on down." Every single time, he had the same message four times in a row, "I cannot come down. I am busy building. That is how I feel." She continued, "I do not have time to address the noise. My silence does not mean that I am complacent. My silence does not mean that somehow Turning Point USA and all of the hand-picked staff that loved my husband and my husband loved them is somehow in on it. We are busy building. And you know what I thought? I thought these people are human. We are all grieving in our own way. And they are trying to find the answer to something that happened that was so evil. They are trying so hard. And I get that. We're doing the same. Anytime we hear a lead or anytime we hear anything, we send it to the authorities. Please dig into this. No rock will be unturned. I want justice for my husband, for myself, for my family more than anyone else out there." She added, "So for me, you want to keep telling me to come down while we're building, I don't have time for that. But here's my breaking point on that. Come after me, call me names, I don't care. Call me what you want, go down that rabbit hole, whatever. But when you go after my family, my Turning Point USA family, my Charlie Kirk Show family, when you go after the people that I love, and you're making hundreds and thousands of dollars every single episode going after the people that I love because somehow they're in on this. No." Host Harris Faulkner said, "You know, I have to say it, I've never seen you like this." Kirk said, "No, I'm very, this is righteous anger because this is not okay, it's not healthy. This is a mind virus. Yes, I believe in our judicial system. I do. We have a hell of a team working on this, excuse my French. But this is not okay." Faulkner said, "So you want to put these people back in the box where they've been creeping from?" Kirk said, "I don't care what box you're in. But just know that your words are very powerful and we are human. My team are not machines and they're not robots. They are human. We have more death threats on our team and our side than I have ever seen. I have kidnapping threats. I have, you name it, we have it. And my poor team is exhausted. And every time they bring this back up, what are we supposed to do? Relive that trauma all over again? They watched my husband get murdered. I have no idea how I would have reacted if I was there that day. And thank the good Lord that I did not have to see that happen. But my team, they are rocked to the core. So why every single day do they have to be dragged through the mud, analyzed, hyperanalyzed?" She added, "And if people think that I was just gonna wilt away, I'm not gonna sit in a corner, and cry, and be in fetal position. This is a duty to my husband and it's an absolute honor, and I will never back down. And so my message to them is to stop. To stop." Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.